we've played some good cricket in the first two games and failed to seize our advantage in both those games. And that kind of cost us with the results against Durham and Middlesex. The Worcester game, we're just under par. I'm not entirely sure we had Alphonso Thomas coming back into the side and the very promising Craig Overton coming back into the side, and maybe it was a little bit of complacency crept in. Worcester executed their skills better than we did and fully deserved the win.
So is it about the other teams being better or you not being good enough?
No. I think it boils down at the end of the day to a bit of confidence. We've only really got one batsman who's in consistent form, and that's James Hildreth, who's playing as well as ever. But we haven't been consistent through that middle order, 5, 6, 7, 8. We haven't got the runs from there. So we've got a lot of work to do to put that right, and hopefully we can start that against New Zealand.
Three games in, some would say, you know, the season is a marathon, not a sprint. But for you, when do you start to become worried?
not quite yet. I wouldn't push the panic button quite yet. But we know that we need to improve our performance. We need to match the performance that we put in against Middlesex on a more consistent basis.
Right.
That was a good team performance. Unfortunately, we lost Jamie Overton to injuries, which nullified our attack in the fourth innings of the game, and they put on a 200-run partnership, which effectively won the game for them. But, you know, cricket... it's a funny game in terms that it can turn around very quickly. The guys are working hard. We've got the guys coming in for nets today. They're very keen to turn it around. And I think that the game against Worcester was a bit of a wake-up call all round.
I've heard on the grapevine, Matt, that you're a really nice bloke. So are you being too nice? Do you need to start throwing a few things around the dressing room and kicking a few players up the backside? Is that what's needed?
I think you have two different personas, don't you?
You
have your professional persona and you have your public persona, which is, tends to be more like your normal self. And if that's what people say about me, I'm very grateful for that. But in the dressing room, I can be a totally different animal. And I think you have to be at times. You can't be too close to the players, but you can't be too detached as well, because ultimately... you know, we're there to help the players and support the players as best as possible. In terms of getting throwing the toys out, I'm not a big fan, because when I've been in the dressing room as a player and a coach has done that, it doesn't resonate. You know, if after a defeat as a player, you're absolutely gutted. For the coach then to add, those words are not very powerful. It's better to wait, pick your moment, I believe, and then go for it.